That is Chip Weil, president of Daytona National Speedway. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is one of those sights when people go out to this event. I mean, I remember the first time I was there. The visual when the sun goes down of that Ferris wheel sitting there rolling around, and you're at a racing event, but it is a big party, is what it is.
It is. It's a very different event. I mean, 24 hours of racing obviously is something we only do a couple times a year, but. You know, just the event in itself is we've done a nice job over the last decade differentiating it from the other events during Speed Weeks presented by Advent Health. It is one, and it's a once and a year event that has all these pocket events. You know, one of the most important part of the event is the Taste of the 24, which happens inside the venue on Saturday night.
Yes.
And it's an event that all the proceeds benefit the NASCAR Foundation. And it's a great opportunity for our local community to buy a ticket to that, come out, enjoy 20-plus eateries that are going to come set up to highlight their signature dishes. But then when you get done and your bellies are full, you can go watch these cars as they roar around the high banks of the Daytona International Speedway. And it's such a fun event, and we want people to come out and enjoy it. Like you said, we have a limited number of tickets still available, so get them today while they last. DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Well, that's a great deal, and again, as Chip told you, you're buying a seat, but you don't have to sit in that seat. You got a lot of stuff to see and a lot of room to move around within the confines of 24 hours. Now, what do you do with your schedule during this race? Do you grab a quick nap, or do you just go energy and stay up?
No, I usually lay down like 1 or 2 in the morning, and. You know, you don't really ever fall asleep, but your brain kind of shuts down for a minute. But it's, you know, listen, it's better to be a part of than the Speedway. You deal with the lack of sleep. We're gonna deal with that for the next 6 weeks, because as soon as the Rolex 24 concludes, we basically have 10 days to flip the property. And then we roll right into the Busch Clash, which kicks off Speed Weeks. And we'll run, obviously, through Sunday, the Daytona 500. And we got it announced, a couple of weeks ago, that we aren't done when the checkered flag flies on the Daytona 500. The next weekend, we're coming back on Friday night under the lights for the truck race on the road course. Saturday, the Xfinity Series will be in action for the second consecutive week, this time on a road course. And then Sunday, the Cup Stars will be out trying to capture that checkered flag for a second consecutive week. On our famed road course. So the road course weekend we saw last summer was a big hit. We're going to bring it back this year, because one of our sister tracks, unfortunately, couldn't host a race this year based on COVID. So if you want to come out and enjoy those events, we still have tickets available. Again, go to DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com to secure your tickets today.
That's right. We had caught up with Matt DiBenedetto earlier this week, and he mentioned that it'll be a treat just to be able to know exactly what to expect from the track, because last year they only had simulators is all they had. So you're getting even better racing this year around for the road course at Daytona International Speedway.
Yeah, a little different setup for these cars. You know, they're going to be the low downforce, high horsepower package, which last year they had the high downforce, low horsepower package. So a little bit different configuration, which will be fun to watch. But, you know, last year's race was really exciting, and certainly expect more of the same as they come back for a second consecutive week at Daytona at the end of the month.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting into a whole lot of NASCAR with you in a week or so. But make all your plans, everybody, this weekend to get to the Rolex 24 at Daytona International Speedway. Just an amazing, unique event. And you got literally the best drivers in the world will be there performing for you. All right. Catch your breath, buddy. I'll see you soon as we talk NASCAR next time around. See you at the track this weekend.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.